say the magic words. Miska, Buska, Miska. Dance with me. Miska, Buska, Miska.
Hey, yo, gotta look at this nigga. He's trying to get into the clubhouse. Who the fuck is you? You know Samson? Nah, that's what I thought. Get the fuck out of here. It's the clubhouse, bitch.
Whoa. Quick little intermission. This episode, I was recording outside, and something that I learned, it's cold as fuck in Canada outside all the ways. So my phone kept dying, and so I might restart the episode a few times. Like, you might hear me go like, blah, 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 and just start talking. Don't worry about it. This is the clubhouse. It happens. It is what it is. Now, back to the episode. Hello, and welcome yourself to the clubhouse. Hosted by me, Samson. Now, what are we going to talk about today? Let's talk about what the podcast is actually going to be. So, the clubhouse is, well, I was theory crafting this, and I thought just whenever I come across somebody or something that interests me enough to sit down and talk about it for however long, maybe an hour, maybe 30 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, you never know. I'll just try and condense it into something that makes sense to the listener. And so today we're talking about, let's just create a story about medieval times. Let's make it medieval times. Okay, so this is a knight. His name is Sir Pennington. Sir Pennington was raised a cowherder. And the young age of 17, he realized he didn't want to be a cowherder his entire life. So he went and he joined the King's Guard. There he learned quite a few lessons from his. What do you call that? Like the guy that trains the knights. Like, I started watching Game of Thrones recently, and I don't really know what that is. Like, Game of Thrones, first of all, is confusing as hell. Like, Game of Thrones, I've been trying to get into it for like 3 years now, 3 years or so. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, everybody is like related. Everybody is just, they don't like each other. Like, the worst guy in Game of Thrones is Jaime, I think that's his name. Like, I hate Jaime. I can't stand him. Like, I realize this just turned into a rant about Game of Thrones, but that's the clubhouse. You get what you get. I will be doing some live versions of this on Untitled Pod on Twitch, and that you'll be able to see my face and see my essence, and you'll be able to just absorb my, I don't know, my radiance. I don't know what to really say, but... Now, let's talk about, some UAPs. Those have been coming up pretty recently. They changed the name of UAP or UFO to UAP because they, I don't know, because they can, I guess. But that's, like, there's been quite a few sightings recently. Okay, what's next? I had a dream once. Like, I used to smoke, by the way, for anybody that doesn't know me personally. I used to smoke quite a bit on the ganj, but I had a dream once that I would smoke so much that
and we're back. It cut because I'm no longer outside. I said, fuck it. I couldn't do it anymore. It's too cold. My phone died like 5 times. I tried recording the exact same intro like 10 times and it just wouldn't work. I'm sorry, I failed you.
that's in the past, though. I don't even, like, know why I decided to go outside, but it was a good mental exercise to see if I would bitch out or not, thanks to... let me think that I could beat my inner bitch right there. Anywho, what are we going to talk about? Canada, nations. Like, what's the most superior nation out there? Like, I personally think it's America, because they have all the nukes. If you want to judge, like, who's the best by who could do the most, like, I think they have the most money, the most nukes, the most everything. Like, there's Canada, we're only really, like, people only talk about us because we're nice and we're right next to the States. Like, we don't really need that big of an army, because if anybody fucks with us, the States is just going to nuke them. Because we have that kind of agreement. We're like cool neighbors, you know? We borrow some stuff from America and then we give it back. And most of the time, you know, America's the one fucking up, and then Canada just has to, you know, like, America's that type of neighbor that'll take your lawnmower and then just park it in their yard and not give it back. And then you'll have to go over and, like, ask them, like, hey, you know, like, you asked to borrow that lawnmower 3 weeks ago. You think you could maybe bring it back? Or, you know, I've seen you use my lawnmower 8 times. You know, your grass doesn't grow that fast, Robert. But anyways, that's the relationship between Canada and America. But other nations, like, I keep thinking of that quote by Donald Trump, like, shithole nations. Like, Africa, oh, it's a shithole nation. Like, you've never been to Africa if you say that it's a shithole nation. It's a shithole country. Now, it is a landmass that happens to have lots of holes that they shit in, which are called shitholes. But that doesn't mean that it's not a beautiful country and that beautiful people can't live there. I mean, I personally wouldn't want to, because, you know, we have technology now. We don't need to fucking... We have Uber. We don't have to walk 3 miles to go get our food and go do shit like that. Like, I don't have to go to the watering hole if I don't want to. It's just... like, little life... subtle things that you don't notice that'll change whatever if you were to move to somewhere like that, like Africa. But then there's, like, the extremes where it's, like, why do people even live there? Like Antarctica, or, like, the igloo people up here in, like, Nunavut in Canada. Still in Canada, technically. So, I mean, you can't shit on Canada, because I'm from here, but... you can shit on Canada, because Canada is objectively not that great a place to live. A, because it gets cold as fuck, and while it's cold as fuck, you can't really, like, do much. Well, you can go, like, snowboarding and skiing and shit, which is fun, like skidooing, but that's only if you have that type of shit, you know? Like, not everybody just has a skidoo, or, like, I had a buddy, like, he has, like, fucking 13 skidoos, and he has, like, fucking 8 snowboards. It's like, why do you even need that much? Are you going out, like, are you lining up, like, all these skidoos and just driving them all at the same time? I don't understand. Like, is it the very... Anywho. I'm also somewhat sick while recording this episode. It's kind of like a little flu that's been going around my house. Everybody's just kind of not feeling the greatest. It is what it is. It's not COVID, I'll tell you that much, because I've never tested positive for COVID. I still don't believe that it's true. I'm a objective denier, or conscientious denier of COVID. Because fuck that shit. I've literally never tested positive. I had to quarantine once because I was close contact, and I tested. They tested me. Tested negative. I quarantined with 4 people that tested positive. I still tested negative. I've been tested a shit ton of times during the entirety of COVID. Still never gotten it. I think, you know what it is? You know what it is? My little conspiracy theory. Okay, so China. Now, I know you can't just say China and not expect repercussions. But let me explain. Okay, so China, if they were trying to develop some, like, super weapon, not super weapon, or, like, trying to, like, fuck with the enemy type of thing, like, they would have to develop something to where it's, like, a mind weapon. You get where I'm going with this? And they would say that it's COVID, and so if they, like, because everybody knows at this point that it came out of the Wuhan lab in China or whatever, like, that's where COVID's first started. But if they just faked it, right? If they just said, oh, this is a new virus, guys, like, watch out. And if they just faked it, and then all the other, like, it would make citizens of other countries start like thinking about it, like, wait, what if I get COVID? What if I, like, random people, fucking Barjeet from Bangladesh is just now sitting in his room, like, oh, I think I have COVID. And then he goes to the ER, and then the ER in fucking Bangladesh says, nah, man, like, we don't know what the fuck this COVID thing is. But they get a shit ton of people that keep coming in, and they're like, oh, we have COVID. At some point, they're going to just give in and say, okay, you have COVID. They're going to test them. They're going to do whatever. And you're not even going to realize that half your citizens are just fucking lying to you because Big Daddy China said that, oh, there's a new virus going around, stuff like that. And anywho, I think that's what anti-vaxxers fucking think whenever they're trying to rationalize why not to get a vaccine, even though the vaccine does make you gay. It does. It just does. Statistically, talk to a man who's had the vaccine. He is now more gay than he was before he had the vaccine. That is just a statistical fact. Nobody realized when it happened. It's just, it is what it is. Okay, you move on. You accept it. You were tricked. Now you're gay. That's your consequence. But you got to give it up to those people. Like, China, like, they run their shit. They're communists, and they just own it. Like, people tried to take money out of their banks because they thought, oh, we're going into recession, which we are. And people were like, oh, I'm going to take all my money out of the banks. I'm going to keep it to myself. Because last time, like, recession times, the banks fucking foreclosed, and they had to bail them out. And everybody just lost their money. Not this time. I'm going to take my money out. You know what China did? They just put a tank right in front of the bank. They were like, fuck you. Try and take some money out. See what happened? Exactly. Nobody took some money out. Nobody's trying to have another Tiananmen Square. I just got awfully political right off the bat. I don't know what happened or when it happened, but I just decided to choose violence this episode of the podcast. And we're just going to explore it, okay? Let's see. What else are my... What other divisive thoughts do I have that can get me in trouble? Trump is a great guy. That's almost like saying Hitler's a great guy nowadays. There's not much of a difference when saying Trump is a great guy or Hitler is a great guy. Like, you gotta, both ways, half the room is gonna hate you. Half the room is gonna be like, hell yeah, Trump's a great guy, yeah. Chris Kyle, like, man, I love Americans. I can't get enough of them. Like, if I could do one thing with my life, is it would be own a ranch in, like, South Texas or something like that. Like, maybe not completely South Texas, maybe like Dallas or like close to urban places, but not too close to where it's like a city. I just want to have, like, a ranch, and then, like, I'd just sit on the porch with a shotgun. That'd be my days. I'd just listen, maybe listen to a podcast, maybe watch a spot, but no, I just sit on the porch with a shotgun. Anybody comes by, I'd be like, hey, you pay your respects to Chris Kyle? And they'd be like, yes, sir, I did. And then I'd just give them a nod, and they would just keep going with their days. Because that's freedom right there. It's freedom to do whatever you want, but not exactly freedom to do whatever you want. Can't impede on other people's freedoms. It's just, if you own your land and you this is another one of those moments where my brain just shits itself. And if you guys hear these, it's because I either didn't want to edit this episode, and so I just released it. That might happen sometimes. You guys might get episodes with filled with awkward silences, or I actually did edit the episode, and I took out all the stuff you didn't want, and I just forgot one or two, and that also happens. It is what it is. You gotta. That's what you tuned in for. That's why you're listening to the Clubhouse. I can't defend myself any more than that. Samson_comedy on Instagram. That's what I do when I'm backed into a corner. I just start giving out my handle. If everything works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But now, what is the most divisive thought that I could say right now? Kanye got close to the line when he said anti-Semitic stuff. Can anybody actually quote what Kanye said? Like, everybody's out here like, oh, Kanye went too far. Kanye did this, too. Okay, yeah, I know that, like, Kanye did legitimately say that some anti-Semitic stuff about Jewish people. And, yeah, that's fucked up. Like, you know, they had the Holocaust and everything. Like, oh, Anne Frank. But, like, what exactly was the issue? Because, like, I've heard some extremely divisive stuff about Jewish people. Like, I've heard that Jewish people are, well, no, I can't even say that. I like not everybody hating me. You know what? I'm gonna just backtrack on that. I'm just completely abandon that. Nobody will ever know what I was thinking in that moment. Quesadillas. Does anybody know how to make one? I tried making one the other day, and it's actually a lot simpler than you think. I feel like Mexican people have gotten by with, like, telling us that, oh, their cuisine is, like, it's unique. You can't just, it's Tex-Mex, or it's like, it's from the motherland. It's from, like, Mexico. It's from Brazil. It's from the South. You know, you can't get it any other way. But, like, the only difference that I see between my quesadillas and, like, street quesadillas from, like, actual fucking street vendors in fucking Peru is that there's more oil on theirs. That's the only thing that I, like, that's the only difference. Because I'll make the exact same thing. I'm somewhat of a chef. I consider myself a chef. I can cook pretty well. Like, I have a killer fucking, damn. I am a chef. I can cook basically anything. Like, if you give me ingredients, I can make a dish with those ingredients. That's the full extent of my cooking fucking knowledge. But like, the only thing, like, the next step I see in cooking is just adding a shit ton of oil. If I'm trying to get the Mexican cooking experience, like, because, like, you'll go there and they'll have, like, shit on kebabs too, and they'll be, like, grilling it while you're watching and shit. And it's like, that doesn't really add much flavor, does it? I could be completely wrong, and somebody please tell me, like, comment right now, like, what am I not doing? Because to me, it's just the oil. To me, they're literally just taking it, drenching it in oil, like the tortilla and the meat, and then just shoving it in a wrapper and giving it to you. And I'm not saying it tastes bad. No. I almost nut every time that I see one on Instagram. Like, it is, I would fly over there just to eat one right now. But if that's the only difference, like, I'll open up a Mexican cuisine spot right now. It is what it is. All right, one of my nieces is running up the stairs. We're going to confront her right here on the podcast.
We are watching a competition down the stairs.
What competition?
A fighting competition.
fighting competition. Who's fighting? Is it?
It is about Chinese people who's fighting.
Oh, okay. Well, they know karate and stuff. Like, they can really... What the?
And the winner who loses, they need to break, like, the hard... they need to break how... They need to break the hard stuff, but this person who wins, they don't need to break it and they win.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. I'm recording a podcast right now.
Okay.
Do you want to be on the podcast, Andrew? You'll just be on it for a moment.
I'm not really good with podcasts.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's okay. I'll take it out. Can I have some blueberries?
Yes.
Can I have a little bit?
First, you need to wash it.
Okay. Yeah, you wash. Anybody that can identify where that little jingle is from, I will legitimately send you $10, however way you want me to. Just pin it in the comments. It's stuck in my head. Like, I'm thinking about it right now. I think I know the answer, but I'll need somebody to say it in the comments, and then I'll send you $10. Can I have some blueberries? Thank you. Yeah, you can take the rest. Goddamn, Gary V is 100% right. Where he says he eats blueberries like it's his job. I understand that. Yeah, you can throw that out here. I understand that. Blueberries are... Oh, my God.
Are good.
Okay, take your blueberries. Go downstairs and do it.
Watch my cup to
show you. Okay. Whatever, if you've never heard that before, don't worry about it. It's probably from some like anime or something. That's a clue. It's probably, but moving on. The New Year's. New Year, new me. You've heard it a bunch of times. You've heard it by... You've heard, seen it on the fucking radio. You watched it in movies. New Year, new me. On shows. How many people, like, have you ever met in your life that say, like, New Year, new me, and then in the new year, they're actually, like, a new person? It usually, like, yeah, it's a cliche that, like, oh, they go to the gym, and, like, that's an actual thing. Gym memberships go up like crazy in January, and then they just fall off because it's actually hard working out and doing shit like that, like changing your life. It's a tough thing to do, but, like, you don't realize that, like, somebody says "New Year, new me," and you instantly want to shit on them. Like, I can't stop myself either. Like, I've been the culprit and the victim, and it's tough. It's tough. Like, it's hard trying to let people or try seeing people change, or even trying to make a change in your own life, 'cause, like, you know, through your own experience, you know the stuff that you know. Like, I know not to do certain things because I've done them in my past, if that makes sense. Like, oh, if somebody asks you what size of shoes you're wearing, you probably shouldn't answer the actual, like, size if it's close to theirs, because they're probably trying to steal your shoes. That's just something that you know from the streets. But there's other things where it's like you've seen other people do it, and so you know not to do it as well. Like, it's huge family. I've said that. I've talked about them before. Like, somebody in my family could do a certain thing, and that's kind of like an indicator. It's kind of like we're kind of like reporting back to the family, like, this is the what I did. This was the consequences. If you want to do it yourself, go ahead. If you don't, there you go. And it's kind of like it's beneficial having such a big family. I mention it a bunch, and I'll try not to on the podcast. Like, I'll try not to keep saying the same shit that I say. Like, it's tough to sit here and. Anybody that. Alrighty, I think it's time to play around with some hypotheticals. Time to storyboard some shit. Alrighty. My sister and I were talking about a story we were gonna write. I think it was originally gonna be a book, but I think we gave up on it because something similar came out, and it was pretty close to what we were doing, and so we decided not to. Which happens, like, anybody that writes anything or draws anything or does anything artistic, like, it hurts whenever you're so close to making it. Like, it's so close to finishing, and then, like, you see, like, a headline of, like, a new movie or, like, a brand new whatever that's close enough to whatever you're doing to where if you released it, they would think it's like the everybody would just think it's a copy of their thing. And whatever, you know, like, oh no, I've been working on this for so long. But no, it happens. It happens. But it was a story about, like, time travel and stuff. And it included some kid who remembered, like, the original timeline. What's that? The Mandela effect. It was basically like the Mandela effect, but if somebody knew what, like, the original timeline was, if that makes sense. Like, I'm trying to pitch it almost. Here, just to summarize it so I don't have to read the entire fucking few pages. But this idea, which was, I think, going to be a book, it's tough. It's tough. It's never going to see the light of day. I mean, you have to give up on a few ideas. Like every now and then, you just have to cut a few ideas out. Like it's a tough decision to make. Like this podcast, I've been sitting on this for this podcast. I've been sitting on it for like, had the first episode. I was waiting because once it starts being like, oh, I record, because I haven't even picked, this is the third episode, and you guys might realize this now, but this is the third episode, and I haven't even picked when in the week I'm going to be recording, and when in the week it's going to be coming out, because those two things are kind of like what's important in my brain as the one that's like behind the scenes doing everything. Because I know that whenever I'm going to be recording that day in the week, it has to be a day that I have the time to record, and it like won't impede anything else that I do. Because I have a shit ton of free time, right now at least, and it's like, what do you do with that free time? I decide to do random shit that might work, like, that is just fun. And this is fun to me, recording a podcast, and then sitting down, editing it, and posting it, and having three people sell me that it's ass. That's fun to me. But there's the recording. When am I going to record it, and when is it going to come out? Because that time in between the recording and it coming out is the time that I have to edit it. That's the time that I have to, like, that I have to get myself mentally prepared to listen to my own voice for 30 minutes and sit down and edit, like, take out all the shit that I don't like, that you guys are never gonna hear, and all the stuff that if I do have a guest on, it's like all the stuff that they don't want me to release, because this isn't like a gotcha podcast, or at least I don't ever want it to be a gotcha podcast to where like guests don't even want to come on because they think I'm going to expose them. That's not the point of this podcast. If anything, this podcast is meant to just have fun on. And I'm also like putting out or laying out what I've done to create it, so that if anybody wants to like do it for themselves, they can just literally do what I've done, which has gotten me this far to releasing three episodes on Spotify, which isn't that hard when you really think about it. You just have to commit to it, and you just have to do it. Like Nike got it right, just do it. It's quite the slogan, because that's all it is. Ever since TikTok has come out, I feel like most people are just like regurgitating memes and shit like that in like everyday life. Or it might just be guys. I don't know. Cause let me give you a little insight into the brain of guys. Okay, sometimes I'm sitting there like just casually doing something or not doing something, and my brain goes completely blank. There's nothing going on inside my brain. And I might be staring at something. I might be doing something. I might look like a human being. But in that moment, there's nothing going on upstairs. And if you ask me, like, what I'm doing, or, like, snap me out of it, I can't describe it. It is just a lapse in my brain function. That's the best that you guys are going to get. That's me trying to explain what it is to to be a man sometimes. Like, it's tough. It's tough. You guys, like... This was one of the first podcasts I've recorded inside my house, which I now realize why I do them outside, because I don't have like a soundproof place to do these, and so I just hear everything in the house at the same time. Like, you guys are now getting to meet my brother, who's coming up the stairs, who just stopped the second that I started saying it. Yeti. Nothing. I'm filming a podcast right now. I'll cut this out if you want me to. I'll cut this out if you want me to. Like, cut this out. Or you could come say hi. I'm recording a podcast right now. You come say whatever you want. Not right now, yeah, but anywho, that's my brother who just came up the stairs and went into his room. He's a hardworking man, makes his hands rough with work. You might meet him one day, you might come down, sit down for a chat. It is what it is. I feel like I noticed myself doing the light skin face more and more now that I think about it, and it's almost like it's ironic because I'm doing it as a joke, but... to people who don't know me, it might seem like that's legitimately like what I'd look like in everyday life, and I almost never want to do it again. It's starting to piss me off because I can't. I don't understand. Is that like what women want? Is somebody doing the light skin face? And if you've never seen the light skin face, oh my god, you have to look it up. It is like. The epitome of fucking thirst trapping on TikTok. It's just guys with their shirt off, like, going fucking... I'm doing it right now. One day, I'll have... This will be a video podcast, and you'll see my face. And, actually, I'm going next time... Fuck, this is episode 3. Anyway, for the future... I will start doing some of these live on Twitch while I'm recording it. And so it's not exactly going to be a video podcast, but you will be able to see some of the faces I'm doing while I'm recording this, see the guests in all their splendid beauty and everything, and you will be able to ask questions too while the podcast is going on. It'll be live on Twitch. I think... right now, if I were to do it, it would be... I have another podcast that I used to do, and I'm not doing it anymore. And that's what it is on Twitch right now. But I'll try and find a way to make it The Clubhouse live on Twitch or something along those lines. The second I do, I'll let you guys know. In an episode or some way. Right now, like, there's no place that is the Clubhouse or made for the Clubhouse. That's why I keep plugging my my comedy account on Instagram, because that's kind of like the only place that I'll make public announcements for this podcast or... for in the future, if you guys want me to like make a Reddit, make some sort of something where you guys can interact, like people that are listening to this, let me know. You guys are as much a part of this as I am. You're the only reason why I'm making it, and well, that and also I enjoy this. Thank you. getting close to that time where I have to say goodbye, good night, and sound off. I mean, I'm one day. Alrighty. It is that time. I have to take this do-rag off my head. I've had it on all day, and it's way too tight. I swear to God. I look so goofy whenever I put on a fucking do-rag. Like, I know I'm black and everything, and this is like, this is, like, God damn. Dumb shit I'd be saying so. You made it. It's the end. Clubhouse. It happened. You were there. But it's gone now. It's over. It's over. If you wanna follow me on Instagram, samson.underscore.comedy. It is what it is. You were there. You could have been there. Episode 3. It's over. It's too late now. Like, stop. It's over. You missed it. Man, it's done. See you next time.